This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, January 26th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. In recent years, we've been following as the European Union and the United States ramp up their regulatory efforts to curb big tech companies' power. Now, China is joining the push. On today's show, our reporter Sam Schechner will join us to explain why China is acting now and what it could mean for tech. That's after these headlines. We're heading into a busy earnings week for tech companies. Microsoft reports today, followed by Apple, Tesla, and others in the days to come. Investors will be looking for more information about how tech companies fared as COVID-19 cases surged again at the end of 2020. Here's our reporter Allison Prang with some of the major points to watch out for.
So Apple had a delayed rollout of its iPhone 12, so it'll be interesting to see how that affected results in the quarter they're about to report this week. But we've also seen that PCs have done really well during the pandemic. They had a great decade, so we're going to see basically how whether or not Apple has seen that growth in its recent quarter. The last quarter they reported, when they reported back earlier this fall, we saw that they had good growth for iPads and laptops, so that was a good sign. We'll see if that continues. And then for Tesla, people are obviously watching to see whether the company reports a profit again. If they do, it's going to be the sixth quarter in a row that the company did so. So that's something to keep an eye out for Tesla, which obviously is often in the news and investors get really excited about. Their stock has had a huge run up in its price. So it'll be interesting to see what they say this week.
Sticking with the stock market for a moment, the video game retailer GameStop had another volatile day on Monday. Shares gained 145% early in the day, then lost it all, before finally closing the day up about 18%. The rapid swings prompted the New York Stock Exchange to briefly halt trading of the company's stock multiple times over the course of the day. GameStop shares are now up about 300% this year. Its wild rally has been fueled by individual investors encouraging each other to pile into the company's shares and options on social media, particularly the Reddit forum Wall Street Bets. GameStop didn't respond to requests for comment on the swings. And Google says it'll push forward with its plan to remove third-party cookies from its Chrome web browser. Third-party cookies help advertisers and other companies track you across the internet so they can do things like target you with ads. The practice has raised concerns about protecting users' data, which is why Google says it's been researching more privacy-friendly alternatives. But at the same time, some of Google's competitors rely on these third-party cookies, and they've accused Google of anti-competitive behavior, saying that removing third-party cookies could devastate their businesses. All right, coming up after the break, regulating big tech has been a major topic of conversation lately, and now China could be getting in the game. We'll have more on that next. When it comes to regulating big tech, Europe has been taking an aggressive stance for a while now. And as we've talked about on the show, we've seen some action from the U.S. as well. But lately, China has made moves to join in. Our reporter Sam Schechner joins me from Paris to talk about why China is getting involved now, what it's doing, and what the impact could be for tech companies. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to China's action, I want to just start by bringing us up to speed. European regulators have really been leading the charge when it comes to regulating big tech. What have they been focusing on?
You're right that Europe has really been at the leading edge of a lot of these types of new rules. Europe's new privacy law, the GDPR, or General Data Protection Regulation, was one of the first of a new class of transversal privacy laws. And that's actually been emulated in a number of parts of the world. Europe has also been among the first to initiate antitrust investigations into big companies, including Google and Apple and Amazon, and actually has issued decisions against Google, you know, totaling more than $9 billion with fines in recent years. And now Europe is also helping lead the charge when it comes to coming up with new competition regulations. It's something that's been bubbling in academic circles for quite a while, whether or not there's a handful of companies that are so big that they need their own special rules to make sure that they treat everyone fairly, to make sure that smaller companies have a chance to rise up and challenge them. And the EU's antitrust czar, who's also in charge of new digital regulation here, Margrethe Vestager, actually described it with a metaphor to the automobile. She said that when cars were first invented, it was a new technology. And after some period of time, people realized that maybe we need traffic lights.
Right. And a lot of action clearly stemming from that sort of mindset. We've also seen some action in the U.S. as well, right?
There is indeed some momentum in the U.S. for new competition rules. You know, given the political environment and some of the differences between Democrats and Republicans, it's not clear that there'll be an agreement. That being said, last summer, Democrats and the House Judiciary Committee released a report calling for changes to antitrust laws and creation of new types of obligations. And Republicans in their own report actually endorsed, albeit a narrower set of changes, but some areas of agreement, such as requirements that tech giants make their services interoperable. So there is the possibility that some types of legislation might see the light of day in the U.S.
Got it. So that's sort of the lay of the land. But China has also recently joined the push with some new proposals. What did they unveil?
Well, that's right. In November, China issued its first draft guidelines for how they want to regulate competitive behavior by digital giants. And on paper, the guidelines are actually very similar to some of the things that have come out in Europe. The UK also has a set of regulations for big tech companies that they've proposed. And China's proposals include things like blocking companies from crunching consumer data in order to set discriminatory prices, or at selling prices below cost to help gain market share. Some of the classic things that, you know, might be anti-competitive more generally, but that big tech companies are accused of doing and potentially more difficult to identify ways.
And I understand China has a pretty short history with this sort of regulation. Why are they getting involved now?
Well, on one hand, China has one of the shortest histories of antitrust regulation of major global economies. It only adopted its anti-monopoly law in 2008. But more cynically, some people have noted that this push began just slightly after an October speech from Alibaba founder Jack Ma, who publicly lashed out at the Chinese government's tight financial regulations. And following that, there were a series of regulatory actions against elements of his internet empire. And so, you know, the question has been raised when you talk to experts, is this Chinese push about really trying to rein in big tech companies to preserve competition? Or is it about, you know, taking on people like Mr. Ma, who they think are, you know, challenging the power of the central government? And, you know, when you talk to experts, they say that, you know, Ma's speech may have been the trigger, but that there have been longstanding concerns about increasing concentration among the Chinese internet giants, including Alibaba, but also other companies too.
Right. And since Alibaba is one of China's biggest and most powerful companies, making Jack Ma one of China's most powerful businessmen, this sort of illustrates a broader difference between China and some of the other countries that we've talked about. You know, China wants to exert a lot more control over tech and the internet than does the West. Could that be a barrier in terms of getting different governments on the same page?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, we really don't know what the long-term impacts are going to be of these rules. I mean, for one thing, they haven't actually been applied yet. These are proposals. And you're right that China's internet, you know, is largely dominated by its own set of companies, not by global giants. And Chinese internet companies are much less present overseas. So, you know, it's a question how much one regulatory system or the other will end up prevailing. There are certainly more countries in China's orbit that could end up adopting China's approach to internet regulation. But in some cases, in some senses, that, you know, there's similar motivations behind what's going on. I mean, whether you're trying to preserve state power for its own sake or because you want to make sure that there can be a new set of companies that come up to challenge. I mean, those are still, it boils down to saying certain companies have gotten too big and something needs to be done about them. And so the more that those sorts of rules are being proposed, it, you know, certainly would count as momentum for them. And you know, it's not a given that these things will be done. So momentum is meaningful. I mean, you have free market proponents who argue that these types of proposals go too far, that they would hobble digital markets and leave some people worse off. So while there is a growing number of experts and competition regulators who say we might need rules like this, they certainly aren't unopposed. So China's entry into the fray could potentially, you know, impact the course of the debate.
Yeah, and just to take that a step further, what's the outlook for big tech now that China's joined this push, and how are the companies responding?
Well, you know, I think big tech is, these big tech giants are increasingly aware that they're going to be facing more regulation, you know, whether it's about privacy, whether it's, you know, updates to tax rules, whether it's about their obligations to other companies in terms of new competition regulations. It's just a fact of life. And so I think at this point, they're now down to figuring out how to make sure that these rules are ones that they can live with. You know, when you talk to Facebook, they sort of are perhaps the most acquiescent, saying that we acknowledge that these types of rules must apply to us. Amazon and Google say more that they would hope that rules, there would be rules that apply to all companies, not trying to focus on a few. But I think it's certainly fair to say that these companies are going to find themselves much more regulated than they have, if the last couple decades have been a sort of open playing field for them. It seems likely that they're going to find their field of action more limited. They may have a harder time doing the same kinds of acquisitions that they had done before, or certainly will face more scrutiny before they're able to complete them. You know, some regulations on the table could, in the case of repeated noncompliance, go as far as breakups, but I think really the U.S. would have to get more into the game for that to truly be on the table. Indeed, the FTC's suit against Facebook last year did specifically talk about unwinding some of Facebook's acquisitions.
All right, that's our reporter, Sam Schechner. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.